Welcome to this introduction to The Secret Garden. The audio described performances at the Egg Theatre Bath will be on Thursday the 23rd of July at 7 p.m. and Saturday the 25th of July at 3 p.m. Introductory notes and description will start approximately 10 minutes before the performance. The performance lasts for approximately 2 hours and 15 minutes, including an interval. The following introduction will take about 15 minutes to listen to and includes information about the Secret Garden with descriptions of the set, characters and costumes. The theatre website provides the following information. Mary arrives at Misselthwaite Manor to find a world sealed shut. The house is silent, the people distant, the gardens locked and forgotten. Mary is no ordinary girl. Forthright and fiercely curious, she's determined to uncover the secrets hidden behind every door. This bold new commission reimagines Frances Hodgkin Burnett's beloved classic for today's audiences, holding on to the wonder and mystery of the original while speaking to a new generation. Written by Tom Wentworth and directed by Stephanie Kempson, expect music, magic and a beautiful celebration of nature and childhood as the Egg becomes a living, breathing secret garden, a place to sit, dream and discover. Please note that all seats in the stalls are unreserved, allowing you to choose your spot around the edge of the garden. This creates a unique immersive experience, bringing you closer to the magic of the secret garden. The majority of seats are of standard height and come with a comfortable backrest to ensure an enjoyable performance. There is some bench seating without back support. However, if you require back support, please do arrive with plenty of time to choose your seats or speak to staff when you arrive. There are also signed performances from BSL, which are at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on the 23rd of July and 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on the 24th of July. Relaxed performances were originally devised to make performance more accessible to people disabled by the usual rules of theatre etiquette. To enable as many people as possible to see the Secret Garden, all performances will be relaxed. This means there's a free visual story which is available on the website, a relaxed approach to audience movement and noise while watching the show, a relaxed approach to start time so it's not a problem to arrive after the advertised start time of the performance, a chill out space which is available throughout the performance, and ear defenders which are available to borrow from the foyer. If you would benefit from a familiarisation visit before attending a performance, please email the theatre to arrange one. Description of the set. The story takes place over 100 years ago in a big old house called Misselthwaite's Manor. The seats in the stalls are in a large semicircle around an open space with a green floor. At the top of the pillars around the outside, there are groups of sticks like birds' nests. And looped around the balcony, there's a rope-like fabric with round orange lights hanging from it. At the back of the space is a large house shape made out of wooden doors and windows of different shapes and sizes. During the play, the doors and windows open and close and have different characters or spaces behind them. At the front of the house, there is also some wooden door frames on wheels, and these get moved around the space in front of the characters, who walk through them as if they're walking through different corridors or rooms inside the house or different paths in the garden. At the front of the space is another wooden door, but this one's lying down on a large box. Sometimes a pillow and blanket is put on it and it's used as a bed. At other times, the door is opened and inside is a garden with vegetables or flowers in it. A few other pieces of furniture are used during the story. There's a desk that's used as a ticket office at a train station, a desk in a study, and a raised flower bed when the top is lifted up. There are also two travelling trunks on wheels, which are used with the desk to make a pretend carriage for Mary's journey to the house, and which are also used as flower beds later in the story. Over the course of the play, flowers are spread around the garden space, starting with small daffodils, snowdrops and bluebells. Later, larger versions of the same flowers and other pretty pink, purple, red and blue flowers are added. The flowers are all made out of material and sit on mini bean bags that help them stay stood up when the actors slide them across the floor. During the interval, a curtain of strips of fabric with bows tied on some of them is pulled across the back of the seats at each side of the stalls. These are like vines and flowers in the garden. Two large doors at the top of the house at the back are also open during the interval and branches are added, so it's more like trees in the garden. Behind the doors is a space surrounded by more of the vines, and in the centre is a wide swing made out of a wooden plank which is big enough for two people to sit on. The cast move around the central space and come in and out through different places, including the gaps between the chairs at the sides of the stalls. There are also three members of the stage management team who sometimes move things around in the background or on the stage. They all wear yellow trousers and tops. Information about the characters. All of the cast play more than one character, and they're all adults, even though some of the characters they play are children. Apart from Mary, they all wear stripy yellow and orange jumpsuits, like a t-shirt and shorts which are joined together. They've got brown boots and orange socks. Then, when they're playing a specific character, they add clothes on top, which I'm going to describe in a minute. When the actors aren't playing a specific character, they join the ensemble, where they sometimes move pieces of the set around and sometimes played unnamed characters, like servants in the background, where they might have an apron on and are doing jobs around the house. Or portraits, where they're framed by one of the windows in the house and have a ruff around their neck or a helmet in their hands and they pose like they're in a picture. Or when they're statues and they have a light grey collar round their necks with ribbons representing vines hanging over their shoulders. The statues can be a bit mischievous and move when people aren't watching and then freeze in place when someone looks at them. The actors sometimes play grass on the moors, and they do this by wearing big gloves with long grass-like fingers that they wiggle. This happens when Mary is in the carriage on her way to the manor, and later when a window in the house is open to the outdoors, the grassy fingers are just outside. Some of the actors play instruments during the play, including a guitar and a violin, and a mixture of garden tools that are played like a drum or different percussion instruments. Then there are nine named characters as follows. Mary is 10 years old and she wears a blue dress with white frills and brown boots. When it rains or is cold, she puts on a purple coat to go outside and sometimes a matching hat. When it's nighttime, she wears a white nightdress with a stripy pink dressing gown over the top and slippers. She has dark braided hair that she wears in two plaits tied with red ribbons. Mary can sometimes get overwhelmed by her surroundings and enjoys her personal space. She has pieces of red ribbon that she plays with in her hands to help her, and sometimes she puts her hands over her ears when it all gets too much. When she does that, the other characters go quiet and we can't hear them as they speak to her. She's curious and independent. Sometimes when she's frustrated, she can be a bit unkind to the other characters, but don't worry, it's all pretend. Martha is a 14-year-old maid who works at the manor. She wears a purple skirt over a stripy jumpsuit and a white and purple headdress. She uses a stick to help her get around, and she's kind, funny, and helpful. Dickon is Martha's brother. He wears a yellow jacket and an orange neckerchief above stripy shorts of his jumpsuit and has short, dark hair. He sometimes carries a satchel-type bag. Dickon is a young boy who works on a nearby farm and he loves nature and talks to the animals and birds. He's kind-hearted and eager to help others and to pass on his knowledge of the outdoors. Colin is Mary's cousin and is the same age as her at 10 years old. He has short, curly brown hair and wears glasses and he moves with a limp. Colin is sick and spends most of the story in bed wearing a blue stripy dressing gown and slippers. He can get very upset at times and takes his anger out on other people. But with the help of his friends, he learns to be more kind. Colin is very clever and loves reading and drawing and inventing things. Later in the story, he goes outside, and when he does that, he puts on a brown tweed jacket and sometimes uses a wheelchair to help him get around. The wheelchair is old-fashioned with a wicker chair, two big wheels at the back, and a small wheel at the front with a stick attached, which he uses to steer the chair. Master Craven is Colin's father and Mary's uncle. He's a tall man with brown hair, a short beard and a moustache. He wears a smart yellow check coat and a red neckerchief. Although he's kind-hearted, he can sometimes be stern and distant, and he spends a lot of our story away on a business trip. The same actor plays Master Craven's brother, the Doctor. And this character wears a black top hat and tails, which is a fancy black jacket, which is longer at the back than the front, and a white bow tie. The Doctor is in charge of looking after Colin and can be rude and angry at times. The actor also plays Ben Weatherstaff, who's head gardener at the manor. He wears a brown cap, brown waistcoat, brown neckerchief and brown apron, and he's quite often carrying a spade or a fork and trowel, and he works in the gardens, picking vegetables and planting flowers. He can be gruff and grumpy, but he's also friendly. Mrs. Medlock is the housekeeper at Misselthwaite's Manor. She wears a long pink dress and can be very stern, especially to the staff, and sometimes Mary too. The same actor plays Susan Sowerby, who's Martha and Dickon's mother. She wears a green apron around her waist, with the orange and yellow striped top of her jumpsuit showing. Susan is kind-hearted, fierce, and fights for what she believes in. There are also several animals in the story. They're puppets who are moved by the different actors, and some of them have got names. There's a snowy owl who flies around the space, flapping its wings, held on a long stick so it's up at level with the balcony. A pretty butterfly flutters around, also held on a stick, so it can move through the air a bit like a real butterfly would. A little robin hops around the garden, perching on statues and gardens and people. The robin is on one of the actor's hands, like a glove, and it's got two small sticks attached to its wings so that they can be moved and flapped around. A black crow is called Soot, and it also flies around on an actor's hand, like a glove. A squirrel called Acorn is also like a glove on a hand, and sits on Dickon's shoulder or nearby bits of the garden. A lamb called Snowy sometimes jumps around the gardens. He's attached to two sticks, there's one on his head and one on his body, so he can look around as well as jump as he plays. He also sometimes sticks his head out of Dickon's bag. They're all very friendly, and before the play starts, the birds and animals like to visit the audience, and may ask if it's okay to sit on your knee or if you have any pretend food for them. Cast and production credits. Colin is played by Jack Hunter, Mary by Bill Kes-Khalid, Mr. Craven, the Doctor and Ben Weatherstaff by Martin Bonger, Mrs. Medlock and Susan Sowerby by Alice Barkley, Martha by Danica Etchells, and Dickon by Daniel Forbes. The writers Tom Wentworth, the director Stephanie Kempson, composer Ben Osborne, and designer Kat Heath. That's the end of the introduction, and I look forward to describing the production for you soon.